Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, November 15th, 2019. According to Elon Musk, Britain missed its chance to host the first European factory of U.S. electric vehicle pioneer Tesla because of Brexit. The uncertainty around leaving the European Union made it risky to put a gigafactory in the U.K. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, the company chose locations in Berlin and Brandenburg for a new design center and plant to make batteries, powertrains, and vehicles, offering a major boost to the German capital. According to Berlin's Minister in Charge of Economic Affairs, Ramona Pop, the move could create 6,000 to 7,000 jobs in production alone, with hundreds or even thousands more in areas such as design, software, or research. In order to fight measles more strongly in Germany, kindergartens and schools will be required to vaccinate in the new year. On Thursday, the federal government passed a new law which is to come into force on March 1st of 2020. Parents will then have to prove that their children have been vaccinated before they are admitted to daycare centers or schools. Fines of up to €2,500 will be imposed for violations. For children who are already in kindergarten or school, it must be proven by July 31st of 2021 that they have been vaccinated or have already had measles. The law is intended to protect the weakest from the highly contagious disease in community places. The obligation to vaccinate will also apply to personnel in daycare centers and schools, to employees in medical facilities, and to residents and employees in accommodations for asylum seekers. According to the online database of the Robert Koch Institute, 501 people in Germany have contracted measles this year to date. The German government points out that measles is one of the most infectious diseases, and in order to prevent the circulation of the pathogens, immunity is required in at least 75% of the population. However, Germany has not yet achieved the necessary vaccination quotas. The new legal regulations don't stop at measles prevention. Health insurers will now have to pay for medical tests for victims of rape. And, in addition, an extended ban on advertising is intended to protect young people from unnecessary cosmetic surgery. A German soldier of Turkish origin has supposedly faked an attack against him. The alleged attack on September 2nd in Neukölln had caused headlines nationwide. The 25-year-old Lance Corporal filed a complaint with the police that day. According to the report, two men had attacked, beaten, and kicked him at 9:20 a.m. on Sauerstrasse. The attackers are said to have said loudly that only Germans were allowed to wear a soldier's uniform. According to his description, the perpetrators then fled. A search of the surrounding area by police was unsuccessful, and because police assumed a racist background, the state security took over the investigation at the State Criminal Investigation Office. The preliminary proceedings have meanwhile been discontinued. The hospital could not verify that the soldier had suffered injuries, and in addition, he had become entangled in contradictions with his statements. The interrogation of witnesses had also yielded nothing. The evaluation of video recordings showed that the 25-year-old was actually on Sauerstrasse around 9:20 a.m., but they could not prove the alleged course of events. In the meantime, a preliminary investigation has been initiated against the soldier for pretending to have suffered from a crime. Investigators assume that the 25-year-old needed an excuse not to show up for duty the next morning. A 41-year-old man who is said to have operated a cocaine delivery service has confessed to drug trafficking at the Berlin Regional Court. The defendant explained on Wednesday that he had taken over a mobile phone from a man in March of 2019, which was used to operate a drug delivery service. Because he had no work and money worries, he continued the business and delivered cocaine with his own car. The prosecution assumes that the dealer had sold a total of 1,580 consumer units by the time he was arrested in May of 2019. In four cases, he is said to have purchased larger quantities of narcotics from a previously known dealer in Bremen and resold them in portions in Berlin. The accused stated that these assumptions are too high. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.